Shalom of Rachav Ez Hashem, we're learning Mishmon Simon Lamed Beis, Sif Dalid, the halachas of the Oisiyos, of the letters of the Tfilin, and this is Shir number 72, Simon Lamed Beis, Sif Dalid. Sarech Shalai Tidbak Shum Ois Bechaverta. Of the halachas of writing the letters, one has to be careful that one letter is not touching the next letter. Every single letter has to be surrounded by the gvil. The gvil is the klaf, is the parchment. So, first the Mechaber tells us you have to make sure the letter is not touching. And then he tells us another important din, that every letter has to be surrounded by klaf, by the gvil. So you'll say, well, is not the same halacha one and the same, that the first part and the second part, or what, he told me something different. So you could have a scenario where, for example, let's say you have a letter at the end of a shura, at the end of a row, where it's not touching another letter, but it's not mukaf gevil, because it's at the end of the parchment. So in that case, you would have to scrape off a little of the letter to make sure, if it's possible, to make sure that it's still mukaf gevil. Says the Ramah, V'yichtoiv k'siva tamo, shelo yechzer afilu koitza shel yud. You should write a k'siva tamo, a complete writing, that you should not be lacking, shelo yechzer afilu koitza shel yud, the koitza of the yud. So the yud is the smallest letter, and it has a little line coming down the base of it, as well as the Koitzim as well, that you see here in the picture, that you want to make sure you have these koitzim as well that are coming out, little lines coming out from the front face of the yud.
It doesn't matter that the next line starts.
Says the Ramah further, L'chadchilo yichtoiv k'siva gasa k'sas. Ideally, you should write the letters a little thicker. So they shouldn't be quickly and easily erased, because if it's very thin, there's a concern that it might crack and then it's going to be erased and you don't have a ksiv anymore. So too, it's a mitzvah to make them yapoison, to make them look nice, the outside of the letter, the inside of the letter, and that is sif dal. Let's take a look now at the mishmor sif katan yud beis. We said you have to make sure that you don't have any two letters touching. V'im ha'ois godol, if the letter is a large letter, v'et nidbak v'soifoy, bo'oifin sh'im nigror ma'ashadovak, mikomok nishar tzures ha'ois, yesh machshirin v'yesh poistin. So he says, you have a scenario as follows. You have letters that are large, and the letters touching each other. So an example he gives over here is you have the word lemar, and the mem and the resh are touching. The bottom part of the mem and then the bottom part of the resh, they're touching. So you can still see and read the word lemar. It doesn't change what the word looks like. You know, sometimes you have it, it's very common by children when they write, they bunch all the letters together, or they make two large spaces. It's either one extreme or the other extreme. And it just, pasha, doesn't look like a word. You don't know, what are they saying over here? In this case, the word lemar is still visible, but you have the mem, the bottom part of the mem, like the front vav of the mem, is touching the bottom part of the resh. So here, the Mishmur says, there are those that will matir, will say it's kosher, to scrape away. Now, this is a very important halacha, which we had last week as well. Scraping away is not ksiva, is not writing. This is very important. We're going to learn these halachas. We're going to say it numerous times throughout these halachas. To scrape something away is not how you write. Ksiva means to add ink and to form the letter. Scraping away is used when you want to correct something. So here, since the letter is lamed aleph mem, and then the resh already clearly visible, when I'm just separating the two, there are those that say it's kosher, and those that say it's not kosher. It's possible.
Same
applies. So you have machlekes over here. And Achrayim says the Mishnah Berurah Machmir that this is still a problem, and you have to separate them. Al kein tzarich ligro makom hadavik. You have to scrape away the place that is connected. And the Mishnah explains that since the letter is not going to be changed, because you clearly see the mem and you clearly see the resh, it's not going to create a halachic problem when they scrape it away, that, oh, now I just formed a letter. So that's not the case, because it's already there beforehand. Sivkot Yud Gimel. So we said every single letter has to make sure it's not touching the next letter. And like we said earlier, even the last letter of the row, of the column, has to be surrounded on all four sides with the gvil, with the parchment. And if it does not have klaf on all four sides, it's not going to be kosher. As the Gemara Menachas Daf Chavtes tells us, even if the koitz of the yud is not completely surrounded by the klaf, just looking at the picture here to show it to you, that little tiny black ink, which is might be hard for you to see on the computer, that itself has to be surrounded by klaf. Now, there is an eitzah, there's a solution here. If you scrape away a little amount, and you still have the koitz, you still have the little arrow, the little thorn, if you will, the koitz, the thorn of the ice, then it's still kosher. V'chol prati din hazel, kamon, sif yud zayin, this will be discussed further in Sif Yud Zayin, as well as more Marichas, as well as Simen Lamed Vav. Simen Lamed Vav is the simen that discusses the Oisi Ois. It's not a difficult simen. It's a very geschmack simen, very enjoyable simen, and it goes through the different letters, how we form the letters. Now, we also said it has to be Ksiva Toma. The Hainu Shal Yichtoi Beisin Chofen Chofen Beisin Zayinen Nunin Zayinen. V'chol K'yaitz V'zeh. So, basically like this. Sometimes you look at a letter, you're reading a sefer, and you're not sure, is that a hey or a ches? Right? You see, it's written too small, or sometimes, you know, I'll be honest with you, sometimes my little children come home from school, and the teacher, the motor, they use a certain font, it's hard to see it's a ches or a hey. It's hard to see. I mean, I know what the word is because I know what the word is, but it's a posh, it's hard to see. So here you want to make sure that the beis looks like a beis, the chaf looks like a chaf, and not vice versa. The nun looks like a nun and the zayin looks like a zayin, and that there should be no shilas of what are the other ones, what are these letters. Now, the reason why you use chav beis and vav zayin, because these letters can be mistaken as for the other letters. Sifkot in tes vav, the koitzel shul yud. So we said that the koitz of the yud, that when you make a ksiva toma, a complete letter, the yud has to have the kaitz as well. Hainu oikitz. Oikitz is a stem. So that's how they're finding a kaitz is a stem. Oikitz small shel hayud. The left side, the left oikitz of the yud. And in the pictures over here, in the Per Halacha from Rav David Hirschlita, you see very clearly that the Kaitz of the Yud, he's talking about the two lines, the two stems that are coming up and down at the edge of the Yud. And then you have the regular Yamanis, is the right leg that comes down. Now, if the right leg would come down too long, that yud would turn to a vav. And if it continued coming down too long, so that vav would turn into a possible nun, or maybe even if it's the yud, if it has an elongated head, it could look like a chav soifis. Okay? Because it's coming down too long. Now, that's obviously very far from what a yud looks like. But we're just explaining over here, really many of the letters are an extension of the original form of one letter, which, as we'll see more in Simen Lamed Vav. It says further in Sivkotin Tes Zayin that the Ramah says, V'yehei metuyok hilchoso, he has to have the tagim. Tagim are the crowns on top of the letters. Now, which letters receive the crowns? So there's an acronym of Shatnez Gates. Shin, Ayin, Tes, Nun, Tzadi, Shatnez, Gates, Gimel, Tzadi, Sofis. The end of Tzadi. Now it's only chadchila. If you did not put the tagim on the top, so b'diavad, according to majority poskim, it's still kosher, as we'll see. Mr. Shem and Sif Simin Lamed Vav Sif Gimel. Now these, by the way, these tagim are what we're talking about when we say that Rebbe Kiva darshened out tili tili, all these different halachas, all these thousands of halachas from the tagim. Now, you and I look at these tagim, we see a line. You see halachas, how do you see a halacha from a tagim? Okay, so we have to have the vision of the great Rabbi Kiva. But that's what we're discussing over here. Okay, so that was Sif Dalid. Just to review Sif Dalid. And for those listening, and I understand many people are listening to Shiurim while they're driving. Lemaisa, when you have time, when you're not at a red light, it's not a safe time to do it. Open the sefer, look at the pictures. It's really going to help tremendously to understand what we're discussing here. The main points are that the letters cannot be touching. That's number one. Number two, it has to be kuloi, totally surrounded by klaf, even if it's at the edge of the row. You have to shave off a little. We also said that there's a machlekes if the letters are visible even without shaving off anything like the mem and the resh, the bottom part of the mem and the bottom part of the resh are touching. We say lechatchila with the machlokes over there, you have to shave off that piece as well. We also mentioned that scraping off a letter is not a ksiva, so it's not a problem if you go, let's say, go kill shleika seder, because we had discussed that writing shleika seder creates a halachic problem which passes by tefillin and mezuzah, but not by sefer Torah. We continue with Sifhei. Sifhei will tell us that if you do not write the tefillin, do you not write the mezuzahs with the correct hand, it's going to be puzzle. Okay? Or you have a scenario where you can use it, but b'diavad without a bracha. Let's see what the Mechaber tells us. Tzarich shiyichtoiv b'yaminoi. Afilu imushelet b'shtei yadov. You have to write the tefillin with your right hand. That's number one, because we're saying you're writing. Even if you are ambidextrous, even if you can write with two hands, your right hand and your left hand, but you have to write with your right hand. V'imkasa b'smol, what happens if this person wrote with his left hand? So the Mechaber says it's psulim. It's mamish pasul. So let's say you have a scenario. You say, like, well, why would he write with his left hand? He's ambidextrous. Of course he'll write with his right. What happens if he hurt his right hand? He hurt his right hand. So for a few weeks, he's not able to use his right hand. So he'll say, oh, you know, I'm ambidextrous. So the next few weeks, I'll use my left hand. So the Mechaber will say, that's not a good idea. If it's possible to find others that were written with your right, then those written with the left are possible. V'etayad, and a lefty, v'etayad, small day, have yamin. A lefty, his left hand is like the right hand of righties. Says the Mishra Sifkot Nyedzayin, Shiyichtoi b'yaminoi, de'ein derech siva b'smol. Because that's not the right way to write with your left hand. Now, obviously, he's talking about a righty. So righty, for him, to write with his left hand is not correct. One of my boys, a few years ago, he broke his right hand, and he learned how to write a little with his left hand, because for a few months he had to wear a cast. So that's exactly what he's saying here. No, it's not going to work. What didn't last is a tikkun b'smol, v'inon haksiva, the apostle. So too, let's say he has to fix something. You have to fix something, a little here, a little there. And you use the left hand. It's possible. That's what he's telling us. I will have a negiyah shibaisis near the kasha afilu b'smol. Now, to separate letters, it's the same yisoid that we've been discussing previously. To separate letters, that's not a problem. To scrape away, to use your left hand, that's not a problem. Because you're not, once again, you're not writing. That's not called a ksiva. Dumi de machshirinon ba'anoshim apsulin lezeh lekamon in similar metes will also, similar to the case where we're going to be machshir, people who are apostle, we'll see that in the Dirshonot, they explain. The lav dafka lehafri ha'oisyes, he says not only to separate the letters, elohu adin im ho'ya hefzeh goldo bein ha'oisyes ad sheniris ha'teva kishtayim. There's a very big chiddush, my opinion, that the Be'er Halacha tells us. That not only to separate letters, but even if the two letters are too far apart, that to some degree it looks like separate words. V'himshech es ha'oiz lefaneo, kedei shetei niris keteva achas. So, explains the Be'er Halacha over there in Simon Lamentes, so what the person did was, he extended the letters to connect them to look like one word. You hear this? It's permitted to be done through someone who is not allowed to write because it's not called that he really wrote something. He extended a written letter. To extend a written letter, even though now it's going to create a scenario where that those two letters, now those word, the word was filled in, it looks like one word now, it's not halachically called ksiva. It's a big chiddush, no? Okay. Sifkot Yudches, we say you cannot write with your small, with your left hand. Hayinu b'shod b'yamin levad. That's when the person is only a writing. Avol im shod b'shtei yadov. So here the Mishru explains if you are an ambidextrous, afilu kos b'smol is kosher. So the Mishru is learning that if you can write with two hands, with your right hand and your left hand, so he says it is kosher. He brings the source in this Magen Avraham, based on Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Gimel, the Hashal b'shtei yodov ikasa b'smol as chayiv muchach shederich ksivahu wadin dekasha linen stam. So what's the makar? The source is that the Gemara in Shabbos, in the laws of not writing on Shabbos, if you write two letters on Shabbos, it's chayiv in the rice. So explains the Gemara, that a person who is ambidextrous and he writes with either one of his hands, the left hand, he writes the two letters, he's chayiv. So the Magen Avraham wants to learn from there. So you see that that's called a ksiva. If it's not called a ksiva, he wouldn't be chayiv. Because he says further, and even if he's only a writer, let's say you can't find any other tefillin. You should put on these tefillin, but don't make a bracha. Don't make a bracha on these tefillin. Put them on, but don't make a bracha. So this is a scenario that you find sometimes. We discussed this in the past, where sometimes people, they're not a pure ambidextrous. They can't do everything with the right hand and the left hand. They write with the right hand, and they do everything with the left hand. They write with the left hand, and they do many other things with the right hand. So what hand should this person write with? And the answer is, this person should not be a cipher. He should not be a cipher. Look what he says. Because the prima godlem shenachon lechadchila shaloi lekabla lecipher. But the other ain't lesser. But the other we're not going to answer. But lechadchila, this person should do something else. But he should not be a cipher. He's not a bona fide ambidextrous. Now, the Poskim over here discuss that such a case like this, if he did write tefillin, he would have to tell the person who's selling the tefillin to that these tefillin were written by somebody who is not a pure ambidextrous, and he wrote with the other hand. He has to be aware of this. When a person is selling something that is not in the regular realm of the halachas, it has to be brought to the attention of the one who's purchasing these tefillin. Siv katin yutes. So what about a lefty, a pure lefty? Veitu yad, small day, you have a yamin. Al kein im kaza biyaminoi. So now if the lefty writes with his right hand, so that's also possible now. It's the same situation. It's going to be possible. So he says further, al kein im kaza biyamin is possible. Can might be small dalmo, just like the right, he writes with his left hand. Okay, now im efshalim tzayachirim. And of course, you should try to find others if it's possible. Kosav Rav Menachem Azariah. The Ma'isa Hayu B'Mitzrayim Shetoves Echod Akumus B'Svasav Kosav Boy. Person, interesting talent he had. He wrote. He was able to write tefillin, mezuzahs, whatever you want to call it, with his mouth. He held the quill with his mouth. Very talented. However, halachically, it's possible. But possibly, Dein Derech Siva B'Pel Kol Yam. Everyone agrees that this is not the way to write with one's mouth. Because of Magnavram, the apostle who apostle afilu im iev shalim tzayachirim. In this case, it's even possible if you can't find any others. Until now, we were saying it's possible, put it on with that bracha. No, this has nothing to do with it. That's not called a ksiva. He's a talented individual, don't get me wrong. But it's not a ksiva. V'ayim b'seva mishna savram b'shem ha-get mekushar. The name of the seva is called get mekushar. V'oid poiskim dimashin zeh ha-koyse b'ragloi la-koyse b'yad smol. So he says a person writes with his regel, his foot, is compared to a person who writes with his left hand. So if a person is a righty and writes with his left hand, we said what? We said it's not good. Unless you can't find any other ones, they should put on without a bracha. So a similar case also, once again, a person writes with his regel, with his foot. So these are the two halachas we discuss over here today. The letter should not be touching. It has to be totally mukaf gvil. Every single part of the letter should be a little thicker, not thin. As well as over here in Sif Hey, a person has to write with the dominant hand. If he's a righty, write with the right hand. If he's a lefty, write with the left hand. And the ambidextrous should write with the right hand. If you wrote with the left hand, we said there's leniency on this. It could be okay, because it could be Chayiv and Shabbos still. However, a person who is not a bona fide ambidextrous should not be writing tefillin. Mitzvah Hashem will continue tomorrow with Sirtut, with making the lines on the tefillin.